In the context of COVID-19, it sometimes feels as if we're forced into inactivity. And then the very next moment, we can feel compelled to work twice as hard to make up for the time we've lost. We often feel guilty during our forced periods of doing nothing, and then equally stressed out when we suddenly have so much to do. What if life has its own rhythm? What if this feeling of guilt or anxiety were only there to remind us that we are no longer in the rhythm of life? Let's join Pablo and his mum as they step back into the flow. Today, Pablo's teacher is off sick. All lessons have been cancelled, but she has given her class some group work to do to keep them from getting bored. And the task that she's assigned them is describe the typical day of cavemen. Pablo is in the garden talking FaceTime with his friends Eric and Nick, and Isabel is working next to him.
I have an idea, Pablo says to his friends. I would love to write the typical day of a family. I would be the son, Eric, you could be my dad, and you, Nick, can be my mum.
You've got to be joking, said Eric. I don't want to be Nick's husband.
Nick chuckles.
Hey, and by the way, I don't want to be your wife either.
Eric giggles some more.
Hey, and why do you get to set up the roles anyway?
Suddenly, for no obvious reason, Pablo's phone cuts off. He tries frantically to revive it by pressing the on-off button, just as if he was doing some kind of strange heart massage on it, but to no avail. And then an unusual scream makes him look up at the sky. A red kite hovers over his head. Pablo's fascinated by the bird's ease in the clear blue sky. The sky seems empty, and yet something must be carrying this kite as he hangs in the air, like the birds in his mobile that hung above his bed when he was little. But there are no wires to keep this kite up in the air.
Mum, why do we always feel like we have to be doing something? The teacher even says that idleness is the mother of all vices. But Mum, look at this kite up here in the sky. He doesn't even flap his wings. He's just hovering, and I don't think he looks like he feels guilty at all. I don't even think he's doing anything wrong. What do you think?
Isabel points to two snails that are approaching their chair on this beautiful day.
Well, Mum, you've got to admit they don't look very stressed either,
laughs Pablo. And then he sees Speedy, their cat, basking in the sun on a warm rock.
Mum, when I see Speedy, I definitely don't have the impression that idleness is the mother of all vices. Do you think it's possible that my teacher might be wrong? Again?
Isabel smiles absentmindedly at him, but she doesn't actually answer. So Pablo looks over at her computer and sees that his mum is writing a new story called Mr. and Mrs. Snail. He decides not to interrupt her and glances at his phone again. He tries the on-off button one more time, and this time the phone lights up.
Woohoo! It works, Pablo shouts enthusiastically, even though I haven't actually done anything different.
Isabel looks up at Pablo and smiles. You see, Pablo, sometimes when we take a break, we can see straight. It's a bit like when you stop shaking a snow globe and the snow eventually settles and the landscape reappears clearly. If you'd kept pressing the on-off button on your phone, you might have damaged it forever. But instead, by letting it rest, you probably avoided the worst. My ballet teacher always says that there's no point in going faster than the music. It's a bit like the kite. He doesn't try to go faster than the current, does he? He lets himself be carried by the air, just as we can be carried by the music.
Oh, now I get it, exclaims Pablo. So when the kite hovers, he's not being idle at all. It's just he doesn't need his wings to be in motion all the time. So maybe we don't constantly have to be doing stuff all the time either, do we?
And Pablo doesn't even wait for Isabel's answer before exclaiming in a burst of enthusiasm,
Hey Mum, I'm going to write the diary of a child of the caveman family, and he's going to be telling the story of the film of the kite that he's watching on the giant screen of the blue sky.
In this episode,
Pablo discovers a simple misunderstanding. Avoiding idleness doesn't have to mean getting restless. We just have to get into the dance of life and stay in the rhythm. And when we learn to follow the pauses and the allegro of the music, we get to experience being carried along by it instead.